Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 18, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Joe Lubin, Ether and BTC didn't face regulations unlike new projects. Bank of America ICE's ex-PayPal CFO's account, did you buy any Bitcoin? U.S. crypto firms will soon have another banking option. Iran Central Bank branch set on fire, crypto community follows events. Bitcoin rewards app Lolly responds to Alibaba's denial of partnership. Chinese Army's blockchain provider approved for new Hyperledger certification program. Now let's get started. Joe Lubin, Ether and BTC didn't face regulations unlike new projects. Ethereum and Bitcoin, BTC, did not have to comply with regulation, admitted Ethereum co-founder Joseph Lubin in an interview with industry news outlet Forecast published on November 18. During the interview which took place at the Hong Kong FinTech Week, Lubin noted that new projects need to comply with regulations, and explained the impact of the application of security law to the cryptocurrency space. You can't sell a utility token, it's not one. Lubin said that to attract investors, any project has to promise that its token will increase in price. Furthermore, given that the appreciation is usually obtained through the work of developers, by definition, an asset that is being sold is a security. Because of this, and so securities law is then implicated, and now you can't sell a utility token as it's not a utility token, it's a tokenized security. You can't sell it broadly and equitably. Ethereum's first mover advantage. Overall, Lubin highlighted Ethereum's first mover advantage. More precisely, he suggested that Ethereum's developers had the opportunity to sell their cryptocurrency without complying with securities regulation because it operated in a still largely unregulated industry. Competing projects, on the other hand, cannot simply claim that what they are selling is a utility token and avoid registering it as a security. He noted that, because of regulation, it is possible but very, very difficult for even a technically very strong project to challenge the early head start and the massive network effect that the Ethereum project has. In a recent example of the consequences of the application of securities law to crypto assets, Telegram recently asked the New York Southern District Court to throw out accusations by United States regulators accusing its Grams tokens of being securities. Bank of America ICE's ex-PayPal CFO's account, did you buy any Bitcoin? Bitcoin, BTC, figures could gain an unlikely new convert after the former chief financial officer of PayPal appears to have abruptly lost access to the banking system. In an ongoing Twitter debate on November 18, Roelof Botha revealed that Bank of America, BOA, had chosen to close his account. The reason was not stated in the bank's correspondence. Absolutely no explanation. Uploading an edited screenshot of a letter he had received about the closure, Botha summarized, "After being a customer of at Bank of America for 20 years, I received this notice today that they decided to fire me as their customer. With absolutely no explanation." The event adds an irony which did not go unnoticed among cryptocurrency Twitter commentators. As Cointelegraph reported, PayPal is also known for its seemingly arbitrary account closures and freezing user funds. Last week, the company stopped servicing adult entertainment website Pornhub, resulting in the service's 100,000 models being unable to receive their earnings. Ex-PayPal exec urged to buy BTC. Then, as now, attention is focused on the ability of trusted centralized entities to control others' money. With Bitcoin, it is impossible for a third party to cut off access, unless a user chooses to use a wallet to which they do not control the private keys. A dedicated effort, Proof of Keys, continues to urge even existing Bitcoin holders not to store coins on exchanges or use third-party hosting. Did you buy any Bitcoin? Entrepreneur and Civic CEO Vinny Lingham responded to Botha. Other well-known names from the industry followed, with venture capitalist Adam Draper likewise telling him to buy the cryptocurrency. "It's like they're trying to promote Bitcoin," popular Twitter trader Rhythm added. BOA itself already had a poor reputation regarding cryptocurrency tolerance. Previously, the lender banned clients from using its cards to buy Bitcoin, while more recently showing an affinity for Ripple's blockchain offerings. U.S. crypto firms will soon have another banking option. Things may be about to get a little easier for firms working with cryptocurrency in the U.S. UK-based Cassia, which describes itself as a banking service platform, is about to launch bank accounts for stateside crypto firms denominated in U.S. dollars. The new accounts will be open for applications from November 25, with Cassia saying they offer full banking features with access to all nations globally, bar sanctioned nations. Archit Agarwal, Cassia's chief product officer, further said the accounts would be domiciled in the U.S. and have full access to automated clearinghouse (ACH) and SWIFT networks. Crypto and other high-risk firms will need to fork out an account setup fee of 250,000 CAS Cassia's own token. That's roughly $1,576 at the token's current price of $0.006306, according to CoinMarketCap data. The firm also said it's created a pre-compliance team to make onboarding new firms a quicker affair, as well as to cut down on account rejections. "Since our pre-compliance team started working, our onboarding speed has doubled with our UK-regulated partner entities. Partnering with a US bank will help us expand our services to the USA as well as provide our existing customers more opportunities," said Agarwal. Crypto industry companies in the US, as well as other jurisdictions, have traditionally struggled to find banks that will serve them. Even if they do, accounts may be closed without notice or warning over the perceived risks of cryptocurrencies. As such, there are relatively few crypto-friendly banks allowing firms to conduct normal daily business as other more traditional industries would expect as standard. One such haven is Silvergate Bank, which listed on the New York Stock Exchange earlier this month. Cassia's new service, however, comes via a partnership with Metropolitan Commercial Bank, which has also been working to draw crypto business for some time. The bank said in interview last year that, while cryptocurrency businesses are pariahs to traditional banks, to it, they're pioneers. The push to draw more crypto firms brought a more than 300% increase, year-on-year, in the bank's non-interest income, Metropolitan said last April. "Traditional banks currently underserve crypto-related businesses," said Cassia's co-founder and VP of marketing, in last week's announcement. "The addition of US dollar accounts is an important milestone for the crypto community and us." Iran central bank branch set on fire, crypto community follows events. Iranian protesters have set the building of the Central Bank of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the city located in the city of Bebahan on fire, as the cryptocurrency community closely follows the developments. The official Twitter profile of libertarian media company Being Libertarian published a video of what is presumably a branch of Iran's central bank in Bebahan, in the southwest of the country, being set on fire amid protests. Interestingly, the reaction to the tweet was overwhelmingly positive, with one user saying, "We might consider trying that here. More effective than trying to audit it." While one user answered with the single word Bitcoin to the video posted on Twitter, the presence of the cryptocurrency community is seemingly limited among those following the events. Still, a link to the tweet has found its way onto the cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin subreddits. The post was then upvoted by 78% in the first and 64% in the second communities. A protest unrelated with monetary policy. News outlet dedicated to Islamist movements The Portal reported on November 16 that the building was set on fire amid ongoing demonstrations against the government's surprise decision to ration petrol and increase its price by over 50%. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani defended the measure, claiming that it is good for the local population. Fuel consumption has been limited to 60 liters, almost 16 gallons, per vehicle per month, down from the previous limit of 250 liters, and prices spiked to 15,000 reals, 36 cents. Furthermore, every liter over the 60-liter limit is subject to a penalty cost of 60,000 reals, $1.43. In the city of Sirjan in central Iran, the protesters also tried to set a fuel warehouse on fire as well. Per the report, state media claim that one civilian was killed and several others injured, and the demonstrations ended by midnight. As Cointelegraph reported in July, the United States is seemingly motivated to impose sanctions on Iranian cryptocurrency mining operations. Bitcoin rewards app Lolli responds to Alibaba's denial of partnership. Bitcoin BTC rewards shopping app Lolli has responded to Alibaba's denial of a partnership between the two companies following Singles Day marketing blitz. CEO of Lolli Alex Adelman refuted Alibaba's denial of partnership with Lolli. In an email to Cointelegraph on November 17, Adelman maintained that Lolli did have a partnership with the Alibaba Group, saying, "We've been partnered with Alibaba Group since May through AliExpress. We have driven AliExpress significant revenue and distributed Bitcoin rewards to our users. A partnership rejected." It was previously reported that Lolli introduced an affiliate partnership with Alibaba, enabling its shoppers to earn 5% back in Bitcoin on Singles Day. Subsequently, Alibaba denied any such partnership. A representative from Alibaba told CoinDesk that Lolli never had the right to claim a partnership with Alibaba.com or imply one with Alibaba Group. It is possible that Alibaba reacted so strongly to the suggestion of the partnership after the Singles Day marketing campaign got a little too popular, with some outlets equating it with Alibaba accepting Bitcoin. Given the Chinese government's hostile attitude towards Bitcoin, Alibaba may have been keen to avoid such associations. Lolli's perspective. Adelman maintains that this was unfair to Lolli. Lolli and the agency representing Alibaba.com mutually agreed to launch this partnership in conjunction with Singles Day, he told Cointelegraph, adding, Alibaba.com trialed our services for 24 hours and decided to deactivate the partnership without cause, breaking its contract. The agency representing Alibaba.com approved a contractual agreement on behalf of Alibaba.com that included the promotion of Alibaba.com, the use of its brand, email marketing, and sharing on social media and various channels. There was no malintent on our end to misrepresent Alibaba. Adelman continued to say that allowing Alibaba to deny the partnership would be misleading and defames our brand when we did nothing wrong and abided by everything we contractually agreed upon with them. He concluded by saying that although there was miscommunication on Alibaba's end and while that's unfortunate, we look forward to the possibility of working with Alibaba.com again in the future. Alibaba is not a fan of Bitcoin. The Chinese retail giant has not been friendly to Bitcoin to date. In October, Alibaba's digital payment arm Alipay reiterated its negative stance toward Bitcoin, confirming that it will be banning all transactions identified as connected to Bitcoin. Alipay wrote, "If any transactions are identified as being related to Bitcoin or other virtual currencies, Alipay immediately stops the relevant payment services." Chinese Army's blockchain provider approved for new Hyperledger certification program. Hyperledger, the open-source blockchain alliance backed by the Linux Foundation, has greenlit a Beijing-based firm that also serves the Chinese Army to join its new certification program. Only 5 companies are authorized Hyperledger Certified Service Providers (HCSP) allowed to offer support, consulting, training and professional services, including installation, configuration and troubleshooting, to other enterprises exploring blockchain technologies, Hyperledger said. The 3 U.S. members are IBM, Accenture and Chainyard, while the 2 from China are Ant Financial, formerly known as Alibaba's Alipay, and Beijing PureSafe Technology. 4 months before the Hyperledger announcement, PureSafe raised a Series C funding from Shanghai Civil Military Integration Development Fund, which invests in dual-use technologies that could be used for both civilian and military purposes. As the fund injected cash in the firm, PureSafe has fully embraced that partnership, which could foster a deeper connection with its clients in the military and government agencies. Founded in 2014 and one of the top three firms in terms of blockchain patents, with 14 approved and 55 pending as of June 2019, PureSafe provides infrastructure for blockchain-based platforms across China, including those created for the government. PureSafe claims to be the only Chinese firm that has all three government-issued qualifications, the Commercial Cryptography Product Category Certificate, Sales Permit of Information Security Products for the Ministry of Public Security and Software Supplier for Central Government Agencies. But its involvement in the military side has been largely unexplored until now. A blockchain arms race. Blockchain for military uses is not spoken about loudly, but already pervasive outside China. The US and Russia are also on the lookout for such technologies to improve their army's capabilities. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, the research arm of the US Department of Defense, said in July it was starting to experiment with blockchain to secure communications and personnel data. DARPA aims to create a more efficient and secure platform to allow personnel from anywhere to transmit messages or process transactions that can be traced through numerous channels of a decentralized ledger. The application would be used in different ways, including facilitating communication between units and headquarters, and transmitting information between intelligence officers and the Pentagon, the agency said. DARPA also has been trying to develop an unhackable code which blockchain could facilitate because the technology offers intelligence on hackers who try to break into secure databases, it added. According to a March blog post by blockchain software company Consensus, the Russian Ministry of Defense is launching a research lab to analyze how blockchain technology can be used to mitigate cybersecurity attacks and support military operations. One of the priorities of the lab is the development of an intelligent system to detect and prevent cyber attacks on important databases and weapons systems, the report said, citing the Russian daily newspaper Izvestia. The report warned the US and other Western militaries about the rise of blockchain adoptions in the Chinese and Russian armies. It is critical for the future integrity of our key weapons systems and national security assets that we act now rather than waiting for a crisis to alert us to the dangers of cyber attack on non-blockchain defended systems, it said. War chest. The private equity fund that bought into PureSafe is part of Shanghai Guosheng Group, a state-owned investment company with over $7 billion assets under management. The state-owned investment giant set up the fund in 2017 amid Chinese President Xi Jinping's push for civil-military technology integrations after he established and took the helm of the Central Civil-Military Integration Development Committee. One of the committee's goals is to look for technologies that could be used for national defense and information security services in the military, the People's Liberation Army, PLA. According to a report from the National Defense University titled Chairman Xi Remakes the PLA, Assessing Chinese Military Reforms, China's impetus for pursuing CMI, civil military integrations, as a core component of its PLA reforms is in large part a result of its reckoning with modern technology-driven warfare. The report indicated the civil-military integration initiatives could reduce China's military budget as the nation is challenged by the recent slowing economic growth. When announcing the Shanghai Guosheng Group investment in June, PureSafe CEO Ting Yan said, existing use cases across different sectors and special qualifications in the industry have laid a solid foundation for the firm to expand into the military security industry. The fund will bring PureSafe a range of resources, including use cases for the military and state-owned enterprises, Yan said. PureSafe and the fund can benefit from shared brand effect, technologies, distribution networks and client base. Military use cases. The new certification program has qualified PureSafe for Hyperledger Fabric, a distributed ledger technology intended as a foundation for developing applications such as a logistics tracking platform and a secured information system. But its biggest applications for China could be for strengthening government control of the military. PureSafe has already assisted Chinese police to secure footage and data transmission in its surveillance systems via trusted nodes, while providing encrypted communication services for the government. The official mouthpiece for the military, PLA Daily, detailed a plan in how to leverage blockchain technologies to enhance military management and national defense. According to a report published this month, the Chinese armed forces would use blockchain technologies to secure classified information and communications, evaluate military training performances, and monitor logistics. For example, the system could be used to automatically submit shooting records onto a blockchain along with each soldier's identity and timestamp of the training, and increase the reliability of the results. Citing IBM and Samsung's blockchain-based logistics platform, the PLA Daily report said the Army could also better manage its logistics with lower cost on a blockchain-based platform. The smart contract protocol could build technical trust and secure peer-to-peer communications where people from different departments can collaborate without approvals from higher levels, the report said. Adding to the military blockchain projects now being undertaken globally, PureSafe's alliance with the Chinese Army and security apparatus is likely to deepen as more applications of the technology are developed and applied to its use cases. Army printer toner cartridges, protected by blockchain? The extent of the blockchain universe opening up to PureSafe via the Chinese Army is evidenced by the case of the printer toner cartridges developed through cryptography that's led a merger of what could be the first profitable blockchain developer in the country. Hengju Technology, a toner cartridge producer for printers, has a long-running partnership with the PLA to prevent eavesdropping bugs from entering this overlooked backdoor. Hengju borrowed heavily to pay $20 million for 71% of Minbo Information Technology, an information security and cryptography firm that's been serving the Chinese Army and other government security agencies for a decade, according to an equity transfer announcement filed with the Shenzhen Stock Exchange. Military and government will be two of the driving forces for information security industry, Minbo said in its recent annual reports. In its 2016 annual report, Minbo said it was certified to build a quality control platform for military weapons and, according to its 2017 annual report, by the Fujian National Administration for Protection of State Secrets to repair or destroy computers and paper-based medium. Myonbo is applying to serve the government and military projects that include higher levels of classified information, according to Chinese news reports, as well as already holding top qualifications from government authorities including the State Cryptography Administration. In the acquisition filing, Minbo said it aims to make over $28 million net profit in the next 6 years, with at least $2 million net profit for 2019. According to Chinese media, it could become the first firm that makes a profit in that range in the blockchain industry as military contracts boost the bottom line. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.